We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are, but leave as he is.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Days, no other God is to be worshipped. No God but you, O King. And the king got hoodwinked into that. Put his, so be it, for 30 days. They thought they had Daniel. But you know what they had? They had his God. They thought they had him. They was in for a big surprise. You know the story. So here they go. They're watching Daniel now. All right, we know he's faithful. We know he'll pray. We know he'll open them windows. He don't care about this stuff. So they watched him, and they saw him open the windows, praying toward Jerusalem and all. And then they went and reported it to the king. And the king's hands were tied. Nothing he could do to rescue Daniel. But see, they wasn't messing with Daniel. They was messing with Daniel's God. See, that's what you want. You want folk to get tangled up with the God that you serve. You love them right on. You overcome the evil with good. You talk well of them. You pray for them. You help them. You give them, if they're hungry, give them food. If they're thirsty, give them drink. You do that. Let them wrestle with God. I said, let them take on God. Because he only going to take so much. He knows what you can bear. And at the same time, it's working for your good. So the law that they made up, they said, listen, if anybody does that, they're going to be thrown to the lions. We got the joker now. So they thought, I'm telling you, listen, tell somebody I'm slippery when I'm wet. I'm slippery when I'm wet. You might try to grab me and slip right on off. You know, in Roman times, the wrestlers, like with Esther, the wrestlers would oil up months, oil up until they were slippery. So when they went in, because see, it wasn't just about a little doily put on their head if they won. If they lost, a lot of times they were killed. So it was life or death. So they got all oiled up. Pack it on. They oiled up. So that when they went to wrestle, it was hard to hold them. See that oil is the Holy Spirit. You need to oil up every day anyway. Get them ashy elbows. them knees. Hard water will tear you up too. Come on, they're looking like a ghost. Whoa, Lord Jesus. Like you've been putting powder on something. Anybody know what I'm talking about? All up. Get it all over. All up. So God's about to humble enemy. Daniel, the king, had another dream. And now notice something. See, this is how unstable people like that in power. And I want to say this to you, too, because God spoke this to me. He's about to deal with power. Amen. He's about to deal with those in places of power. Amen. I'm not talking about behind the scenes. It's going to be open for everybody to see. I'm telling you, God's pulling the cover on stuff. Stuff's going to start happening. People are going to say, whoa. You know, I suspected that, but my goodness, I didn't think it was that bad. God's getting ready. I'm telling you, get ready. The king had this dream, and he called all the astrologers. Now, he know Daniel the guy, but he don't want to bother Daniel. For two reasons, I think, because number one, he worshiped Daniel, and, you know, didn't want to be, you know, man, have to call him again. So he called all the astrologers, all the call-ins, all the necromancers, all of them, and none of them could answer him because I believe they were afraid to answer. King, if we answer, we tell the king what we think, he probably cut our head off because that ain't no good dream. The king knew it wasn't no good dream. And all the astrologers, we don't know. They knew what was going on. King, we can't tell you. Not too long ago, he was going to kill them all anyway. And then he finally calls Daniel, last of all. Daniel comes in, and Daniel's straightforward with him. And when Daniel heard the dream for an hour, he was astonished. Because Daniel had affection toward the king. And then he, you know, because the king and he were kind of, you know, close in a sense. He said, King, it's not good. And you read the story, he said, King, you are that stump. You're that tree that's about to be cut down. And he said, I'm just doing, you read it yourself. And maybe we'll go next time, we'll go deeper into it. But he said, listen, repent. And so many words, he said, repent of your sin. Deal with your sin. You know, do right by the poor. Peradventure God will have mercy upon you. Daniel was telling the king this as he interpreted the dream and how bad the dream was and what was going to happen to him. 1 year passes by. King doesn't pay no attention. See how unstable? You can get power drunk. Think that you're God. You don't need God. That was the king. But a year later, he steps out on the balcony in Babylon and looks out over those hanging gardens, one of the seven wonders of the world, and over all the vastness of Babylon. It says, I'm paraphrasing, O great Babylon, whom I have built with my hands and for my glory. And before he could get all the words out of his mouth, the watcher, the angel that was assigned to him, smote him. And said, today is the day. And that day, King Nebuchadnezzar lost his mind. He became like what the scripture says, he became a beast. Amen. He became a beast and was driven out. Look at God's mercy, though. He was driven out of the palace. And for 7 years, till his fingernails grew out like claws and it, like, he became like bird feathers on his back. He became like an animal. He was a beast. He had lost his mind. He ate grass. I mean, he was just out there 7 years, but yet God preserved the kingdom. See, Daniel was there. God had a plan. But my point to you today is, just like God did that, God's going to humble the nations. Those in power that are adamant against God and the things of God and that are so power drunk, I'm telling you, get ready for some more shakings across the globe. That's not our portion, because we are of a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Amen. After everything shakes, what cannot shake is going to stand. Amen. So find yourself in that kingdom. God shook him 7 years. After 7 years, the mercy of God, just like he said, seven times it would pass over him. On the seventh year, the Lord came back to him and gave him back his right mind. And all his counselors, all the caretakers that were on his staff and that came and they got him and they restored him. But his testimony. In Daniel chapter 4, and starting at verse 34, says it with me, God's going to humble all my enemies. Can you receive that? Can you believe that? It's not going to be because you're so good or, you know, you're so this, that, other. No, God, there's a Kairos time where God's going to do some things and you're going to know and everybody's going to know there's a God on your side. This stuff ain't natural. And the fear of God. Look at Nebuchadnezzar's testimony. And at that time, and at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High. And I praised and honored him that lives forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. Next verse. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, what do you do? At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counsels and my lord sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment. And those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. There we have it right there. God is going, I'm telling you, it's time. See, some of us have been in the storm for so long, you don't understand. It's time now. Amen. I said the storm is going to cease. Amen. And all that you've been through, you're going to realize it was all for a purpose. It's all working together for your good. Amen. And God is going to begin to turn his attention on your adversary, on the enemy, those that mean evil, those that mean your harm, those that are, amen, against you. God, I'm telling you, God's going to start ruffling some feathers. God's going to go in there and start messing some stuff up. He's going to send confusion into the enemy's camp. God, listen, I don't want to get too deep on this, but God's going to do some stuff. He did it in the New Testament, too. I don't want to scare nobody, but God, I'm telling you, listen, the Lord is about to show up. We know he's there. We've seen him. But I'm telling you, big time now. And on purpose, he's purposing for people to see him. You're not going to have to tell people. They're going to know. I ain't touching them. Child, you better treat them right. Them saved folk put something on you. Seriously. Our portion is to walk upright. To live for God. To serve him. With humility. In the beauty of holiness. To serve God. We're not out to harm anybody. God will fight your battles. When we go further, we're going to see that after they entered the king's realm and advanced the kingdom, the third thing is God humbled their enemies. The next thing is God's going to defeat your enemy. They're humbled now. They're groping around, trying to figure something out. They're humbled, but God getting ready to defeat them. And after that, the fifth thing, and we'll wind it up with that when we finish this series. The fifth thing is God, we're going to experience more than ever before the open heaven.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.